Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hey, listen to this. Special attraction. Man of steel to meet all comers.
Man of steel?
Yes, sir. Man of steel. Iron Ike offers $100 to any man who can stay two rounds with him.
Well, is Iron Steel a man of steel? Is it Iron Ike?
I reckon so, but listen to this. And to any man who can knock him out, Iron Ike offers
$1,000. $1,000?
Pennies, I'd like to get that myself. I could use $1,000 just about now.
You? Why, you couldn't knock out no man of steel, huh?
I know it. I wish I could, though. I wonder how long it'd take a feller to get in shape for that.
Huh?
Have we got any books in the library on box fighting?
Oh, now, Lum, you might as well just give this up before you ever get started. Why, even Mousy Gray knocked you down.
Yeah, but that was just a... Wait a minute. Grannies, that's it.
What's it?
Mousy. That's what we'll do. We'll get Mousy to fight him.
Why, sure. Hi, Doggy, that's a good idea, Lum. Good for you.
Wait a minute. You fellas mean you're going to put that little puny Mousy Gray up again, Iron Ike, this fella here? Why, sure. I'll be his manager.
Aye, doggies, won't old Iron Ike be surprised when little Mousy climbs into that ring and hits him at first blow?
Sassy Fred. Mousy couldn't hurt nobody.
He couldn't, huh? Ain't you hearing about him knocking out Lum and Snake Hogan?
Mousy Gray done that?
Why, sure he done it. Yes, sir. And then he whipped one of them big husky mill hands down there.
Well, I do know. Well, I heard about him loping with Snake Hogan's sister, Gussie, and I knowed it takes a heap of nerve to get hitched to a woman like her, but I never knowed he could whip Snake.
Oh, yeah? He's got to where he's the meanest, toughest feller around here, Grandpap.
Yeah, that's right, Grandpap.
Oh, he's changed. You wouldn't know Mousy now.
Well, he must have changed. Last time I saw him, he wouldn't pick a fight with nobody.
No. Well, when he hit Lum, that's the first fight he ever had in his life, he said. That's what he said.
And the good thing about it is that he's a natural-born fighter, too.
Why, sure he is.
That's right. He'd never had a fight in his whole life before he hit me the other day.
No, a natural-born fighter, that's what he is.
Well, I'll be dogged. I just can't hardly believe that. Little Mousy Gray.
Well, I'll admit it don't seem right, Grandpap, but it's the truth. Everybody in town's afeard of Mousy now.
Granny, I know one thing we got to do, and that's change that name of Mousy.
Change the name?
Yeah, that's one reason why he don't seem like a fighter to us. We got to study up some good, mean-sounding name.
Mean-sounding name, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. I notice what does sound mean, huh?
Cyclone Gray or...
How about dynamite?
Yeah, that sounds right. Maybe something like killer.
Well, I doggies, we could use both of them. Dynamite, killer, Gray. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. That'll scare Iron Ike before the carnival ever gets to town, even.
Why, sure it will, name like that.
Wait a minute, that reminds me. How soon's that carnival coming to town, Grandpap, does it say?
Yeah, let's see here. It ought to say here somewhere. Yeah, coming to Pine Ridge next weekend, it says.
Well...
Granny, that don't give us much time to get Dynamite Killer into shape, does it?
No,
we got to work fast. I better call him, get him over here right away, talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's the time, Lum. Well, what do we have to do to get him in shape?
Oh, tough as he is, he won't need much. You can be his sparring partner, Abner.
Sparring partner?
Yeah. That means he'll practice hitting on you.
Well, wait a minute now, Lum. I ain't going to get beat up just so he can whip that iron.
Hello, that's you, Gussie?
Want me to get
this
it?
This is Lum Edwards.
They didn't get me
enough. Is Killer Dynamite, Mousy there?
Get him a mule to practice on the way he hit.
He's what?
He hits him on one kick.
Well, can he just come to the phone a minute? No, we don't want to get him mad. Well, listen, Gussie, would you just ask him to come over to the store as soon as he can? It's important.
Get mad, he's the
more whiplum. I know, but... Oh, no, now, don't get him riled up. Well, all right, Gussie. Goodbye.
Is Mousy coming over?
No, he won't be over today. He can't be disturbed.
Why not?
Well, you know that stuff they order? It's sugar and syrup and cocoa.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Killer dynamite is making fudge.